that I was asked to do this, to introduce Mary, because she's never been new to me. She came to live with me when she was a school dropout. Mary was a dropout from necessity because she had to go to work. But she had a great desire for an education. And so she finished high school, went to Western, took a degree there in social studies. And then this was followed by graduate work at the University of British Columbia. After that, Mary took employment at the welfare office as a caseworker and later as a supervisor. And this led to another opening in Olympia, where she was a state supervisor for manpower and employment. I sometimes can't keep my chronology just straight, but Mary was offered a fellowship by the Whitney Foundation and took a master's degree at Western in education. Then another opening came. She was asked to plan the program for Native American Studies at Evergreen College, which was just going to open. And she accepted this, but before she could take this, before the school opened, really, she was offered another thing. It was a fellowship with the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare at Washington, D.C., where she spent 10 months in work-study program, and she traveled to various parts of the nation to lecture and also to consult with Indian tribes. Now, I won't try to list all of Mary's activities. I couldn't do it. But along the way, she took her sister's three children, and with the help of a friend, she reared these children to adulthood. And I also won't try to tell what this has meant to me, because I had this great privilege of having Mary live with me, and I gained a great deal from Mary's philosophy of life. Part of this was a spirit of gaiety. We always had fun. And so I will take pleasure introducing my dearly beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased.